A study on the clustering properties of radio-selected sources in the Lachmann-Hohl region at 325 MHz, by Aishrila Mazumdar et al. Studying the spatial distribution of extragalactic source populations is vital in understanding the matter distribution in the universe. It also enables understanding the cosmological evolution of dark matter density fields and the relationship between dark matter and luminous matter. Clustering studies are also required for EOR foreground studies since it affects the relevant angular scales. This paper investigates the angular and spatial clustering properties and the bias parameter of radio-selected sources in the Lachmann-Hohl field at 325 MHz. The data probe sources with fluxes as greater than or equal to 0.3 MJY within a radius of 1.8 carat around the phase center of a 6 carat times 6 carat mosaic. Based on their radioluminosity, the sources are classified into active galactic nuclei, AGNs, and star-forming galaxies, SFGs. Clustering and bias parameters are determined for the combined populations and the classified sources. The spatial correlation length and the bias of AGNs are greater than SFGs, indicating that more massive halos host the former. This study is the first reported estimate of the clustering property of sources at 325 MHz, intermediate between the pre-existing studies at high and low frequency bands. It also probes a well-studied deep field at an unexplored frequency with moderate depth and area. Clustering studies require such observations along different lines of sight, with various fields and datasets across frequencies to avoid cosmic variance and systematics. Thus, an extragalactic deep field has been studied in this work to contribute to this knowledge. This was a study on the clustering properties of radio-selected sources in the Lachmann-Hohl region at 325 MHz, by Aishrila Mazumdar et al.